This is Fresh Air. To celebrate the recent 70th birthday of composer Leon Kirshner, the Elektra Nonesuch label has released an album of four Kirshner works, performed by the Boston Symphony Chamber Players. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Leon Kirshner once conducted a concert of what he called divine mutants, classic pieces like the Schumann Fourth Symphony or the Mozart 34th that disobey the old rules. Kirshner's own music doesn't follow the rules either. In the liner notes to a new recording devoted to Kirshner, both John Adams, who is a former student of his at Harvard, and author Joseph Horowitz describe him with the word volatile. Horowitz calls him volatile twice. This word has also turned up in my own Kirshner reviews. He's indeed a mercurial, unpredictable, outspoken individual. His music tends to be knotty and gnarled, but also ripely lyrical and decidedly unacademic. The earliest piece on the new album is a trio for violin, cello, and piano. If you didn't know it was composed in 1954, you'd never guess it's dated that little. The opening movement keeps changing courses, alternating between an internalized rhapsodic lyricism and wild outbursts of energy. The Boston Symphony Chamber Players include Malcolm Lowe, the violinist, cellist Jules Eskin, and pianist Gilbert Kalish, and it sounds like they love Kirshner's music. Lowe and Eskin are also the soloists for Kirshner's Concerto for Violin, Cello, Ten Winds, and Percussion, composed in 1960. Its two cool, spiky movements have a large Stravinskian element. In Kirshner's Music for 12, which was the only chamber piece commissioned by the Boston Symphony for its centennial in 1985, he deliberately uses instruments like the ones in Schoenberg's 1906 Chamber Symphony. Kirshner is one of the few modern composers who has assimilated the two major polarities of 20th century music, Schoenberg, who was one of his teachers at UCLA, and Stravinsky. But what always emerges is Kirshner's own. Schoenberg took his 12-tone system down a path of increasing abstraction and godlike austerity, though his music was also full of sly wit. Kirshner's atonality is more overtly sensuous, more human both in its quirkiness and in its mystery.
Thank you.
Alfred Genovese is the eloquent oboist, with the composer conducting. Kirchner is also an impressive pianist. Try to find his brilliant recording of his own piano concerto. The most recent work on this new album are his five pieces for piano from 1987, an adaptation of his Emily Dickinson song cycle. The fourth piano piece is based on the best-known poem, surely one that Kirchner strongly identifies with. Much madness is divinest sense to a discerning eye. Much sense, the starkest madness. 'Tis the majority in this as all prevail. Assent and you are sane. Demur, you're straightway dangerous and handled with a chain. Here's the blazing ending of the final piece. Kirchner's playing has the jazzy freedom and engagement with life that is part of the composer's divinest madness and his starkest common sense.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.